From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Debbie Elliott is away. On this weekend, when the Bush administration is considering a course change in Iraq, there was more bad news. The number of U.S. fatalities in Iraq this month reached 83 today, making October the deadliest month for Americans this year. And a bomb blast and ambush in Bakuba killed at least 13 Iraqi police recruits. NPR's Tom Bowman returned recently from Iraq. He joins me now to talk about the administration's options at this politically sensitive time, just over 2 weeks before the midterm election. Hello there, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Jackie.
Tom, the president was interviewed on ABC's This Week this morning, and he said that his administration is constantly adjusting its tactics in Iraq. Let's listen to how he answered when asked if the U.S. strategy was working.
If it's not working, our commanders change it. And there's progress being made on the political front. There is some progress being made on the security front in terms of getting more Iraqi units. Eventually, it's going to be up to Iraq to defend herself.
Tom, as we just said, you embedded with American units and they go out on missions with Iraqis. Has there been progress towards this day when Iraqis can defend themselves?
First of all, the Iraqis don't have the numbers they need in their security forces. I was with some Iraqi units out in Anbar province, and there were two Iraqi battalions. Now, a battalion should have 750 soldiers in it. One of these battalions had roughly 140, one had 120. Second problem is the militias, particularly the Mehdi Army, has woven itself into the security forces, particularly in Baghdad.
Tom, there seems to have been a shift in tone at the White House this week, with the president making several remarks that indicated concerns about the situation in Iraq. But the real note of pessimism seemed to be sounded by the military in Baghdad.
The most frank assessment we heard came from General Caldwell, the spokesman in Baghdad, when he said it was disheartening that after more than 2 months, they were unable to bring peace to Baghdad, and actually attacks have risen. So I think we've seen a frank assessment from some of the military leaders. All we've heard from the administration so far is, I'm going to meet with my top leaders, we'll shift tactics if necessary, but we haven't heard any specifics. One thing they could do is increase the number of U.S. trainers to get more of the Iraqi soldiers out in the field. Another thing we're hearing is they may send even more U.S. troops into Baghdad to try to pacify the capital city, which everyone in the Pentagon, the White House, and over in Baghdad will tell you that is the key goal. You have to bring peace to Baghdad where it's all lost.
Tom, as we've been reporting, President Bush conferred yesterday with his top military and civilian policymakers. And today, the New York Times reports that the administration has agreed to a timetable for the Iraqi government to reach certain benchmarks. Now, a spokesman later denied this. Can you tell us anything about this?
Well, clearly they are talking about some sort of benchmarks. And benchmarks could include having some of the Iraqi units take over responsibilities even faster or by a date certain. It could include you must disband the militias by a particular date. We have heard at the Pentagon that they are planning such benchmarks. We don't have any specifics on them quite yet. I know the White House denied the Times story, but from what we know, it's true. They are looking at particular benchmarks.
NPR's Tom Bowman covers the Pentagon. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Tom.
You're welcome.